Unsettled, the Nevada Museum of Art's most recent exhibition forces attention away from the traditional art spaces like New York and brings an emphasis to works created in the West. Our reporter Stephanie Serrano checked out the exhibit and has this story.
At a recent talk at the Nevada Museum of Art, a theater full of community members welcomes Joanne Northrup, the curator of the exhibition.
Well, someone said something to me yesterday that really resonated, and they said, "This show is so beautiful and disturbing." And I just thought, that's perfect, because I want people to come see the exhibition, feel intoxicated with the visual beauty and the smells and everything and the variety, all the indigenous art, and then I want them to walk away and kind of feel shaken up a little bit, unsettled.
There are 200 pieces from 80 different artists in the exhibition who are living and currently working in the Greater West. One of them is Guillermo Burt, a Latin American artist from Chile who moved to Los Angeles 1 month after graduating college. In LA, Burt had to adapt to his new life, heavily influenced by mainstream media and the massive movie industry. Living there also had a big impact on his art by leading him to explore consumer culture.
I was working with barcode, but there was a traditional vertical barcode. And then this new generation of barcode came up, the QR code. And then those, when I look at them, they look exactly like traditional Latin American textile from Chile, let's say, from my country of origin.
What Burt is talking about are those square barcodes that you scan with your phone. For his art, Burt works with traditional Latin weavers to design tapestries. Each tapestry is an actual QR code. The viewer then uses their smartphone to download an app that will read the code. And folks, we're not done here. The code will then link the viewer to a mini video documentary exploring a specific Latin American story.
So what I did is I, with a crew, we went to different countries and videotape and record some of the traditional stories into these codes. I incorporated these codes into these tapestries and then asked the master weavers of the particular community to weave it.
To help explain it further, Burt whips out his phone to show me one of the narratives. Burt has integrated traditional oral storytelling with the world of the digital age. As we walk through the gallery, we approach Burt's piece called Zapotec Poets.
This textile was done in Oaxaca by the Navarro sisters, and they have a beautiful patio with flowers and everything, and they weave all the three sisters and the mother in the patio. They tied up their the loom, this backstrap looms from the trees, and then they start weaving all day long pretty much under the sun.
As a Latin artist, Burt has noticed that European and East Coast artwork are huge influencers that drive the market, often leaving other cultures as minor players in the industry. Burt believes that this exhibition is a step in the right direction to help include everyone. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Stephanie Serrano with Noticiero Móvil.
The exhibition will run through mid-January. Stephanie Serrano is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism, which operates Noticiero Móvil, a multimedia bilingual news outlet.